Kosovo's declaration of independence brought joy to the streets of its capital, Pristina. But not in Serbia, where many people consider Kosovo part of their nation's ancestral homeland. Serb leaders argue that Kosovo independence challenged Serbian sovereignty and undermined international law. The International Court of Justice disagreed.
The declaration of independence of the 17th of February 2008 did not violate general international law.
The World Court's ruling is not binding, but Kosovo's leaders see it as an important step toward broad international recognition and eventual UN membership. 69 countries, including the United States, Japan, and most of the European Union, already recognize Kosovo. Thomas Velasek is with the Center for European Reform here in London.
Basically, what the court's ruling means is that whether secession is legal or not is a largely political question. It comes down to whether enough countries recognize the entity that has seceded.
But Kosovo still faces significant obstacles to taking a seat in the UN General Assembly. Both Russia and China object, and both are permanent members of the Security Council. Russia also is a key Serbian ally and is caught up in a secessionist tangle of its own, involving the breakaway Georgian provinces of Abkhazia and South Ossetia. Russia briefly went to war with Georgia over South Ossetia and is one of the few nations that recognizes its independence.
What Moscow may argue is, well, that also puts South Ossetia and Abkhazia in the same category. All we need to do is work on getting more countries to recognize their independence, which, of course, hasn't been very successful at.
The debates over Kosovo, South Ossetia, and Abkhazia are not isolated arguments. A wide range of ethnic minority groups around the world have long sought independence, including some without a defined territory of their own. Some 30 to 40 million Kurds live across Turkey, Iraq, Iran, and Syria. But the UN court ruling on Kosovo did not address the Kurds' demand for self-determination, says Katrina Vine of the Kurdish Human Rights Project.
That's why this particular decision has limited legal impact for the Kurds, because it is about a very specific set of circumstances where the UN was running an interim administration.
Key states, Romania, Slovakia, and Spain, refused to recognize Kosovo, fearing its success might spark secessionist movements in their own backyards. Jennifer Glass for VOA News, London.